For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team will finish up a series against Minnesota Duluth that started back in October. Joined by fifth-year captain Jackson Jutting. Just when you look back at the first half of the season, when things were going right for you guys, what was going right?
I think we were playing as a collective group. I think we could trust our goaltending, throw a defenseman up to our forwards, and trust all four lines that they're going to get the job done. So when we're playing Beaver hockey, it's like I always say, we're tough to beat.
When things aren't going right, what's not going right?
I think the complete opposite of that. We're not playing well as a team. We show inconsistency within our lineup, but those things are easily correctable, and I think we're going to prove that in the second half.
Collectively, you guys are a pretty old college hockey team, but you've had a lot of freshmen who have stepped in, and I think stepped in and done well. How have you seen their growth since from October until now?
Yeah, I think confidence is a big thing, and just getting games under their belt. Issa Parekh has played unbelievable since he got a consistent role in the lineup. And then you get like guys like Luke Roloffs, who's seen some time throughout the whole forward group, too. Jackson Panzer's playing well lately when he's been in the lineup. Lund playing really well. Lexi, all those guys have been really good in practice, too. And you can just tell that with time, their confidence gets higher and higher. And when their time comes, they're gonna prove themselves.
Tom has always said that, you know, come January, you're not a freshman anymore. How much will you be relying on all those guys now here in the second half?
Yeah, I think we're going to be relying on everyone. I think, like I said, it's a team effort, and we're going to need everyone in that locker room, whether they're consistently in the lineup or out of the lineup. We're going to need them to perform at their best when their best is needed.
Not going to lie to you, that last game, you know, against Michigan Tech was a weird one. I don't think BSU's given up six in a period in the Division I era. What was that game like as a player of just all the emotional swings in it?
Yeah, I think it reminded me a lot of some of those games we had last year with high scoring, just kind of goal after goal after goal. And unfortunately, we were on the wrong side of that for the first time in those crazy games against Michigan Tech. So, I mean, those games are weird. Like, you're just on the bench, and it seems like every shift there's a goal, whether it's for or against you. So you kind of just got to play along with it and ride the highs and hopefully not get those lows too low. But sometimes games like that happen, and you just got to move on. And I think that's why break came at a great time for that.
I've never really been one to pay a whole heck of a lot of attention to standings until January. January is here. The end of the season gets here in the blink of an eye. All of these games, even a non-conference game like tonight, vitally important, aren't they?
Yeah, they're huge. And like I said, like it's tough because you can't control any other team besides yourself. So I think going into every weekend and being confident in the group that we have and trying to get one win at a time and see where the standings end up. But yeah, I think it's going to be an exciting second half. And now you kind of start to look at the standings a little bit. But I think we can control in that room and see where it goes.
You've been here long enough. You've been in college hockey long enough to know how fast the second half goes. Can you prepare a freshman for how fast it goes?
Not really. You just got to kind of take it game by game, like I've been saying, practice by practice. Soak it all in, because like 5 years down the road now, it's down to the last half of a last year of the season. So yeah, it goes by fast, but you can tell people that, but you don't really know until it hits you.
Best of luck tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it.